Continues the Gemara, Daf Samach Gimel, Omid Beis. We'll start again the Baya of the Gemara, 8 lines before it gets wide, towards the bottom. Boy minei ravoishim mirabami. Ein loy l'shoichet v'yesh loy l'echo mibnei ha-chabura. The question is posed, if the shoichet himself does not have chometz, so to be oiv on the lav of loisishot al-chometz dam zivchi, avad if the shoichet has, he's oiv. But if the shoichet doesn't have, v'yesh loy l'echo mibnei ha-chabura, but one of the bnei ha-chabura has chometz, mahu, what's the din? So Rashi Radway points out, the baya of the Gemara now, the baya of Aboishia, is obviously not which was pshitale for the shlokish. The top of the Omid, the Gemara said, there's the bottom of Samach Gimel Omid Aleph, Omid Shim Ben Lokish, La'olam in a chayav at sheyach chometz a shoychet, either a shoychet, or a zayrek, or a zayrek, or lechem ne'ach habura. So his shlokish was poshet, that echem ne'ach habura, it was machlokish Rashi Tosis. Rashi over there said in Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, towards the bottom, zogt Rashi, v'im yesh le'echot mehen kulon oivrin. So Rashi's chiddush is that anyone who has it, they're all oivr. Tosis argues, like Tosis on the top, the le'mechayav bala chometz ela shoychet v'ha-zayrek, the le'shishat om rachmona, so it's going on them. The Rambam says the one that has it, but the point is, pshitilei l'reshlokish echem ne'ach habura, there's going to be a lava l'isishchat. That's gufa the baya of Rabbi Yishi over here. That's Rashi says, that ha de pshitilei l'reshlokish le'el humi ba'ilei. That's Reshlokish's baya. Boim ne'ach Rabbi Yishi mirabami, ein lo l'shech v'yesh l'echem ne'ach habura ma'hu. Oma le, so he told him, miksiv l'isishchat al chemtzecha. It doesn't say it has to be your chometz. It could be someone else's too. L'isishchat al chometz ksiv. So as long as it's one of the Bnei Chabura has it, Avada, there's going to be a lav. Who's going to be over? That's Machlokes Rishonim. But it doesn't have to be the Shoichet, there's one that has it. Zok di Gemara, Omalei, if that's the case, Yehoch Yafil Echad B'Seifa Oilam Nami, then even Echad B'Seifa Oilam, Zok Rashi, She'enu B'Bnei Chabura, Nami Yem Yesh Li'moy Ba'Zorah. Now obviously we're not talking about someone that lives overseas and he has a chometz by him, I can't be chayev. There's no shatzad that the shaykh is chayev. We're talking about that he's not b'nei chabura, but the chometz is in the azara. So the shaykh would be over if his ruboy. Zok Rashi, I feel like I'm saying for oilam, she'enu b'nei chabura nami im yesh le'imoy ba'azara, yava ha-shaykh does it all of him his ruboy. I mean, echo b'nei, once we're saying that it doesn't say chemtzecha, it says leisishchat chometz. So if there's chometz in the azara, even if it belongs to echem ne'ah oilam, that's not b'nei chabura, you should also be chayev. And that Gemara says that omalei omakra leisishchat v'lo yolin. The end of the pasuk is the pasuk starts leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin laboika zevachag pesach. So the pasuk is tying the loyolin to the leisishchat. So whoever's meshach shach to the lav of halona, that's only one of the bnei chaburi is chayiv on the boss of the pesach. Someone misayif olim is not responsible. So mele it's mitli tolin the bnei chaburi dafka. Zok the gemara omalei omakro leisishchat v'loyolin leisishchat al chometz hanach de kaim alei mishum loyolin. The bnei chaburi are responsible and chayiv for the boss of pesach being lan. Mashen ke ech misayif olim for him it's not applicable. Now Rashi says in the Gemara's Havmina that Echem Yisayfa Oilam, so you should be Oiva, Zog Rashi that She'enim Echabu Namim Yesh Nimu Ba'azara. It's only obviously if the Chometz is in the Azara. Now this L'chayra, the Chayim want to say, is even the Kunt Rabbi Yochanan that says that Af B'She'enim Ba'azara. We had a Machlokes Reshlokesh Rabbi Yochanan, on top of the Omid. Reshlokesh says, Ad She'enim Ba'azara, the Chometz has been the Azara. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Al is not B'samach, Af B'She'enim Ba'azara. Over here, you would agree that if it's Echem Yisayfa Oilam and that's sad, it has to be Ba'azara. Because it's not Shaykh, that is no Shaykh whatsoever. Bishlem, it's one of the Bnei Chabura, so then it doesn't need Imay Ba'azara. Because the Shaykh is the fact in Bnei Chabura. But if it neither Bnei Chabura is Echem Yisayfa Oilam and it's not Nazara, then it's not Meshach Shaykh at all to the carbon, then Avada would not be it sad to be Chayb, even according to Rabbi Yechanan. Meaning there has to be some Shaykh between the Chometz and the carbon Pesach. So either there's a Shaykh because you're one of the Bnei Chabura, or because the chometz is in the azara. Mashengen, if you're not a bnei chabur and it's not an azara, then Avad, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that over here you wouldn't say, af b'sheinim ha-bazara. Zok the Gemara Omer ha-popi hilkach. Koyein ha-makter sa-chelev. Once you're establishing that lo sishchat is mitli toli in lo yolin, so if you're makter, the haktorah sa-chelev, it is also isa halona. The emirin can't be lan, so there's a isalina. So Omer ha-popi hilkach koyein ha-makter sa-chelev oive beloisa say. He's also oive beloisa say, if there's chometz. Why? He's also nichlal on the halonas emerin. He's also has the lav of loyolin. So mele the haktora would also fall into the parsha of loyishchat, even though it's anamaisa shchita. But loyishchat alchometz would also apply to the makdir. Now Rashi says over here, a makdir sachelev shel pesach alchometz sheyesh loy b'shas haktora. The makdir has chometz. But it's conditional. If one of the Bnei Chabur did not have Chometz B'Shas Shechita, then the Makdir is over. Why is Rashi saying that the B'Shas Shechita you couldn't have someone else have? So the Pshat is, because if one of the Bnei Chabur B'Shas Shechita had it, so then the Korban is already possible. And if the Korban is already possible, so the Makdir can't be Chayev because he's being Makdir of a possible. Now, Be'etzim, this is Shtikl Shver, because Tosis, this is really based on Yerushalmi. As I say in Yerushalmi, that once a carbon is possible, it's possible if you're over Leisishchat. So there had to be, there was no Leisishchat prior to the Haktorah. It couldn't have been a case where there was already Leisishchat Chometz B'Shat Zashchita, because already carbon possible. But Tosis and Omer Aleph clearly said, Tosis the bottom of Samach Gimel Omer Aleph, Oymer Rivo da Pesach Kosher. So Tosis clearly says the Pesach is kosher, even though it's Leishina Kos V'Lakiv, even though you're over Leisishchat. The Pesach is kosher. The Rishalmi says not like that. So Rashi over here seemingly is saying like the Rishalmi is the Tzlach because it can't be that it was there was already a lava leisishchat, then the korban would be possible. The Dvar Shmuel wants to say that over here, even though Rashi says that everyone is oiva, kol bnei achabura are oiva, kulan oivin. Rashi Nama Alav said over here we agree that it's only the makter. Why? Because since it's not the Maisa Shchita, the Maisa Zrika, which are the matir, when it's the matir of the carbon, so then it's Mesha Shachta, everyone needs the matir of the carbon. Mashekin Akhtar, which is not a matir, the Akhtar is Emrin, is not matir, Achila, so male over here, it's Taka only the Makhtar that will be over. Meaning the Shabnei Achabura be'etzim have no shaykhs to the haktorah. Bishlei Meshchit and Zuki, they all have a shaykhs because we all need the matir in order to eat the carbon. Mashengen Akhtarah, which is not a matir, so then it's only the Makhtar. Rashi would agree that it's only the Makhtar that will be chayiv. Haktorah is not ma'akev, so mele it's not a matir. If it's not ma'akev, so mele it's no shaykhet to the b'nei chabura be'etzim, so it's only the makter. Zok the Gemara Vayta Tanya Kavosi the Rapopper. Rapopper just said that the koin ha-makter is also chayv in loisishchat because of the end of the pasuk of loyolin. So Tanya Kavosi the Rapopper that the makter is chayv because of loyolin too. Ha-shaykhet is ha-pesach ha-lachomet, it's over b'loise. The shaykhet is over. As long as it's anyone in Bnei Chabura, have chometz. If it's some b'sefer olam, ain't zokek loy. Then we said that's nismay. Then avari not going to be chayv. Ve'echad ha-shoichet, ve'echad ha-zoik, ve'echad ha-maktir. A writer, a papa, that even the maktir, if is going to be over because of the end of the pasuk of lo yolin, is meshach shaykh to the pasuk of lo yolin. Ve'echad ha-maktir is chayv. Aval ha-moylik ha-sa'oif bar bosar. But if someone is moylik the-oif, melik ha-sa'oif, now even though it says Leisishchat and Malika is doimit teshchita, but Malika sa'oif that takes place bar bosor means on erev Pesach. On erev Pesach, we're going now that it's only korban Pesach that you're going to be chayav on. Korban Pesach lafuki other korbanos. We'll see soon in the Gemara. So that's a Malika sa'oif is going to be potter. Aval Malika sa'oif bar bosor ain't over beloy klum. Frag the Gemara Kasha Uremenu. I'll ask you a brayse that says behenya not like that. Hashoichet a pesach alachomets. Oy vebeloisa say. Tanakama says shoichet chemetz ala pesach oy beloisa. Dafka korban pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ima afatomet. Rabbi Yehuda says even korban tomet. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda. That's the machlokes we had in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says even a korban tomet. It doesn't have to be just a korban pesach. Omru loy. So the Tanakama said back loy omru ela be pesach bavad. We only say this din by pesach, not by korban tomet. When is it negaya? Bisman sheyesh l'shoichet or l'zorik or l'echem b'nei achabura, like we said before. Hoy l'echem b'sefer olam ein zokeg loy. That's all coincides with what we said before. Ve'echad ha-shoichet ve'echad ha-zorik ve'echad ha-moylek. Here we say moylek is also going to be chayev. Ve'echad ha-maze, the hazor of the dam, is chayev. Aval ha-koymetz is ha-mincha. Mashen g'mayse k'mitza, which is no shaychet to lois ishchat, and he has chometz, ein o'oyve b'loise. Ha-makter se'emarin, Ein over beloise. So we see clearly a stira in Haktorah. Before we said Makdir is Chayv Rapopa, and here Makdir is Potter. And before we said Moilik is Potter, and here we say Moilik is Chayv. Zok the Gemara daf Samach Dalad Omer Aleph Kasha Malika Malika Kasha Haktorah Haktorah. It's a stira in the two brises in Malika and Haktorah. Zok the Gemara Ulatameich Tikshach Higufa. The Ketana Le Omer Ela BePesach Bavad. The brises starts off saying Ela BePesach Bavad, meaning it's only relevant to Korban Pesach, but other korbanos are not going to be Chayv. And then it says.
Zogt die Gemara, v'horik toni, echad ha-sheichet, v'echad ha-zerik, v'echad ha-moilik. Moilik is not Korban Pesach, moilik is Malikas Oif, v'echad ha-mazeh. Hazaz domim. So Malikas Oif, we said, it's talking about Arbosar, Mechus Kippurim, a Metzorah that has to bring a Korban Oni, a Pesach. He brings a Metzorah, he brings a bird. But Akoponim, it's not a Korban Pesach. V'echad ha-zerik, v'echad ha-moilik, v'echad ha-mazeh. So how does it coincide with Ela Pesach Bavad? Ela Zogt die Gemara, hova ho-reb Shimon. Both brides attack according to Reb Shimon. Not like Reb Yehuda that says Yechayv and Korban Tomid on other Korbanos. It's Reb Shimon that says only Korban Pesach. So what's the pshat? Elohova Reb Shimon. Melika Melika Lekasha. It depends when we're referring to. Kan Bar Bosar. Kan B'Choy L'Shal Moyed. The brides that says that Yechayv and Moyluk, that's talking about when it's Chol Moyed. The brides that says Yepota Moyluk is talking about this man of the Korban Pesach. Kan Bar Bosar. This man of the Korban Pesach Bar Bosar, then it's only Korban Pesach, Zok Reb Shimon. Masha Enke, when it's not this man of the Korban Pesach, on Chol Moyed, meaning on Yontif, it's on Pesach itself, then Avada the Moyluk Ha'oif is also going to be Chayven Le'Sishchat. Melika is like Shchita, as long as it's not at this man of the Korban Pesach. Zok Mo'ovi Idivid Reb Shimon, Haktor Haktor Anami Le'Kasha, so it's not Shver and Haktor either. Tanoi. Why? The Ika the Makish Aktor Lashita, we command the Loy Makish. There's a man that's Makish Aktor to Shita because it says Loyolin at the end of the Pasuk. So we're being Makish just like Loyolin is Meshach Shaykh to all the people who had in the Mak there. So you Makish it to Shita. We command the Loy Makish. There's a man that's not Makish Haktor to the end of the Pasuk. So Mela, it's not going to be Negea. Unless it's real shoychet or zayrik, it says the word dam. Dam zivchi. So dam is this rabba zrika. Mashenken aktora. You're not makish it to the end of the pasuk. So we're not mar by aktora, and because we don't say that anyone that's meisha shaykh to lina sabosa who isn't in the makter. Now Tosfos Radvei points out of here the second Tosfos beikad le makish chelav le zevach. Me not makish chelav the aktora of the emrin to the zevach. V'neidi loy makish laktor al inyan hochi, even though you're not makish it le inyan this that you oivan on loy sishchat al chometz, hochi makish, but you are makish it, the loy amrin na filo echa b'seifa oilom, the svogu lakush al hochi. The Gemara before said that if echa b'seifa oilom has chometz in the Azara, then avada you're not going to be chayef the sheichet. Why? Because he's not meshach shaykh to the parash over here. He's not shaykh because he doesn't have the lav of lina. It's only whoever has the end of the posik, v'lo yolin. So he's not shaykh to the boss at Loyolin. So Echa B'Sefer Olam Napnei Echabura is not going to be chayev if he has chometz. You're not going to be chayev if he has chometz. So Zok Toises, Afa Zoyvayt, we are makish it. Yes, the Gemara says, I command the loy makish, and Haktorah is going to be potter, because you're not makish it to the end of the posuk of Loyolin. Masha'en kein, Afa Zoyvayt, you are makish it to exclude Echa B'Sefer Olam. Echa B'Sefer Olam is not part of the Lina, so I've added it won't be an Issa of Loisishchat. Masha'en kein, Haktorah, that he command the loy makish to the end of the pasuk, and a makter is not going to be chayev on leisishchat because he doesn't have the parash of lina. But someone besoif oilam that doesn't have the parash of lina is takanis mayit. For zayvad, we are makish the end of the pasuk to exclude someone besoif oilam.
Zok the gemara weiter, Rabbi Yudah im afetomit. Rabbi Yudah argues and he says, not like Reb Shimon obing only korban pesach. He says even the korban tomit. Zok the gemara my time in Rabbi Yudah. What's reason Rabbi Yehuda that is marvi even the korban tomit that he oivin leisishchat. Omaloch, meaning korban tomid shel ben abayim on erev Pesach, yoivin lo yisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Omaloch, zivchi, zevach hamiyuchad li, umayniu tomid. It says in the pasuk, lo yisizbach al chometz dam zivchi. Zivchi means my korban, my zevach. Zevach that's miyuchad for me. What's a zevach hamiyuchad li? The korban tomid. The korban tomid, that's korbani lachmi li ishai reach nichoich. The fact that it comes every day, it's miyuchad li. So that's the point over here. It's taka zivchi amayuchadli, like we say, korboni lachmi. So zivchi amayuchadli is taka korban tomid. So mele, it's nisrab in the posuk. My time in the Rabbi Yom Aloch zivchi. Steht, leisiz brachom, it's dam zivchi. Zogt mo weiter, Reb Shimon Neumer, ha Pesach bar Bosor. Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, the Pesach bar Bosor, yitaka oivon, leisiz brachom, it's dam zivchi. Mashing in other korbonas, like the korban tomid, your potter. Not on Erev Pesach, when it's bemoyed, when it's on Yontif itself, then other kabbonas would also be chayim and leisishchat. Zok demor my time with Reb Shimon, dichsiv, zivchi, zivchi, trei zimna. After all, there's two psukim. There's one pasuk that says, leisizbach al chometz dam zivchi, leolin chelev chagiyat boiker, and there's another pasuk that says, veloisishchat al chometz dam zivchi, veloyolin aboiker zevach chagat posach. So that
Pasuk is clearly talking about Pesach. But over there it says again, Lo Sishra Chomet Zam Zivchi. So the two psukim where it says Zivchi. Zog the Gemara, Zivchi, Zivchi, Trei Zimna. Maitam Reb Shimlich Sif, Zivchi, Zivchi, Trei Zimna. Kori Bei Zevach Zvochai.
You take one of the yuds of Zivchi and you place it on the other Zevach. So now, if one Zivchi has a yud, and the other one has a yud, and you take one of the yuds from Zivchi and you place it by the other one, so one of them it says Zvochai, and the one that says Zevach. So the one that says Zevach means Korban Pesach. The one that says Vachai means even Korban Tomid. But they're different dinim, different halachas. The Korban Pesach is when Erev Pesach, and the other Korbanos is Dafka and his man when it's not a Korban Pesach, meaning on Yom Tov itself, but not on Erev Pesach.
So come on, my time, Reb Shimlich Siv, Zivchi, Zivchi, Trei Zimna, Kori Bei Zevach, Zvachai, Lemayach Sepagin Rachmona Me'adodi, Veloi Kosav Zvachai.
So let it just say in one of them, Zvachai, which is referring to all Korbanos that are Yechayim and Lesishchat, on Pesach, and the other one, let's say Zevach, which is Zevach HaPesach. Why does it say Zivchi, Zivchi? Lemai, Hilchus HaPagin, Rachmona Me'adodi, V'lo Kosav Zvachai? Look, Zogmor, Lemayma, to tell me this din. Bismandik is Zevach. When is a Zevach, meaning this man of Korban Pesach, on Yudalad, Loi Mechayev HaZvachai? Bismandik Leka Zevach, on the rest of the Moed, when there is no Korban Pesach, so Mechayev HaZvachai, then you take a Chayev and Leisishchat al Chomet Dam Zivchi, meaning, because then it's other Korbanos when it's man, the Leka Pesach. But it's a special meed, because man, the Ika Pesach, you're not going to be Chayev and Akrova of the Korban Tomet, even though there's Chomet, because it's only on Pesach. Because man, the Ika Pesach, it's only on the Korban Pesach. That's Reb Shimon Darshan's Lafuki Reb Yehuda.
Now, there is a Yisraelitic difference in the Etzim Lav of Leisishchat when it comes to Korban Pesach, when it comes to Korban Tomet, even in Reb Yehuda. By Korban Pesach, we said, Rashi says clearly that if any Mi Yisrael have chometz, so then the Sheikhet is chayiv on the chometz. If anyone of the Bnei Chabura have, that's what we had. That's how we learned the whole sugya. Oyle Echem Bnei Chabura. Mashenka, when it comes to Korban Tomid, so over there, only when the chometz belongs to the Sheikhet is there an Issa of Lois Sishchat. Over here, it's not the din of Echem Bnei Chabura doesn't apply. As I said, Behedin Taisim Menachas Daf Ayin Ches, and the reason is that Chaim explain Karen Oyer and the Biskarov is because the reason why Pesach Yechayev on Chomes Echem Bnei Chabura is because Leisishchat Bidashin Layolin, and Memela all the Bnei Chabura are Meshach Shach to Layolin, so Memela there is a Leisishchat. Mashen Korban Tomid, even though Kol Yisrael are Shutvim, but it's a Korban Tzibur. It's a Korban Tzibur that not everyone is Mechuyev in Layolin. Then Tomeles on Nichlan Leishishchat, or Pshat is because a Korban Pesach is Taka Korban Yochid, so Mele it's Shaykh to every individual. Mashenken a Korban Tomid is a Korban Tzibur, it's not Shaykh to every individual. If it's not Shaykh to every individual, so Mele you're not going to be Chayev on the Chometz of Echem Bnei Chabura. When it's a Korban Tzibur, so then we don't have every person doesn't have a Chelik Mesuyim in it. It's a Korban of the Tzibur Kuloi. Mashenken a Korban Yochid, Pesach is a Korban Yochid, so then it's a Shaykhus of every Yochid to the Din and to all the Dinim and the Halon and the Leisishchat, so Mela Afilu Echem Bnei Chabura, the Sheikh will be Chayiv. Mashenken by Korban Tomet, it's a Korban Tzibur. By a Tzibudik Korban, it doesn't have that Din of Echem Bnei Chabura. It's only the Sheikh himself.
Zok the Moavaita Uber Moyed, Lishmoy Potter, that if you have a Korban Pesach, that you Shecht the Moyed, meaning not the Zman of the Akrov of Yudalid, not an Erev Pesach. But you shechted b'moyed l'shmoy l'shem Pesach, so you're potter. You're not going to be chayev on the lav of leisishchat. Even though Pesach shleib isman is a shlomim, you're not going to be chayev. Now the Gemara is going to explain l'chayev why not. It's a regular korban shlomim, and a korban shlomim shleib ismanoi, meaning not isman of the Pesach. Avad you should be chayev on leisishchat. Zok the Gemara, the reason why you chayev on a korban shlomim is only time of the shleib l'shmoy, meaning you didn't do l'shem Pesach, you did l'shem shlomim. So then takas adin shlomim, and you're shechting ala Pesach shlomim on Pesach itself, on Moyed. Ha stoma, ma she'enken, if you shecht it stoma, you didn't think l'shem Pesach, and but not l'shem shlomim either, but stoma, then you're potter. You're not going to be chayim on leisishchat. Why? Because it's still l'shem Pesach on it, stoma is l'shma. That means it has l'shem Pesach on it. And if balta has l'shem Pesach on it, Pesach shloi bizmanoi is posel. So Mele blibes a shchita shena ruya. And a shchita shena ruya, not chayiv, according to Reb Shimon, it's not a maize shchita. If it's still a shame Pesach on it, and Pesach shloi bizmanoi is posel, so Mele, it's not considered lois hishchat al chomet zam zivchi. Because it's not a kosher shchita. It's a shame Pesach on it. Stoma is potter. So the Gemara, amai, why should it be potter? It's shver l'chayra. Pesach b'shayim mois hashona is a regular shlomim ava. And if it's a shlomim, so then the chayrit should be kosher al shlomim. So why do you say it's a shchita shen ruya? It's a shchita ruya. Why are you calling it a Pesach puzzle because it's shloim bismanoi and it's lishmoi. No, it should be a shlomim that's kosher. And Rabbi Zoi, it's a regular lava loy sishchat. Zok the Moshe Mami no Pesach b'shayim oisa shana boy yakira. That means the only way to uproot the shem Pesach is when you do it l'shem shlomim. Dafka when you do it shloim lishma. Shloim lishma means the shem shlomim. Mashenkin stoma or l'shem Pesach. It remains the shem Pesach, and if it remains the shem Pesach, then you're not going to be chayev because it's a Pesach posel shloim bismanoi. And oy bizoi, kung to b'shem shchit shen ruy is not a shchita. See, not oyvan leisishchat. Zok mo that shver l'chora because you want to bring a ride that Pesach b'shayim mois shana needs akira. That's not so poshut. That's a machlek zamaroyim if it needs an akira. But if you want to bring a ride from here that Pesach b'shayim mois shana needs an akira, it remains a shem Pesach. And oy bezoy, it's a Pesach that's posel, so it's not a mois shchita shen ruyus. It's not oyvan leisishchat. Zok mo no omer apriya bagamda nizgam epi chabura. And Rashi says, Nizim Pichabura, Kulam Hoyde Bedovar, that we're talking about a very specific case. We're talking about the Omru, that we're talking about, we're going to show you Bailim Tmei Mace. The Bailim were Tmei Mace and Yudalad Nissen. So Mamela, they have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But the Korban itself was never Nitcha. The Bailim were Nitcha. The Bailim were Possel. The Bailim were Tmei Maruchoikim. Masheng, the Korban remained the Korban Pesach. The Nitcha the Pesach Sheni, so the Korban is Nitcha the Pesach Sheni. So that's why it remains with the Shem Pesach. And that's why it needs an Akira. Lo'oilam Be'etzim Pesach Shleibizman, it doesn't need an Akira. The only reason it needs an Akira over here is because it retains the Shem Pesach because it's oimidli korev for Pesach Sheni. Because the Bailim is Tomei. So Amela stomed the Shem Pesach koi, so it remains the Shem Pesach. But Lo'oilam Pesach does not need an Akira Shleibizmanoi. And Stomach Shaloi Bismanoi would also be chayev, would be called the Shlomim. Just over here, it's Dafka Shaloi Lishmoi that you'll be chayev, because Dafka over here, you need an Akira, because Stomach is Oymen L'Shem Pesach, because it was a case where the Bailim were Nitcha, but the Pesach remained the Korban Pesach. Zog the Mishnah Pesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kitos. The Pesach is shechted with three kitas, Shenemar, three different groups. V'shochtu Oysoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. It says by Pesach Mitzrayim, it was shechted Aidei Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. So Kahal is one, Eido Adas is the second, and Yisrael is the third. So to Remez, you need three kitas. Zog the Mishnah Nichlas Katrishon in Ismala Azorah, the Azorah was filled up. Nolu Dalsis Azorah, they closed up the doors, so people shouldn't come in anymore. Toku Ria V'Toku, there was a Tkia, true Tkia. The Chatzot is always, there's a Tkia Lefanen, Tkia Lachreo. HaKahanim Oimdim Shura Shura, the Kahanim stood Shurois, in order to Mekabal the Dam, so they passed it from one to another, all the way to the Mizbeach, Uviyedeyem Bezichei Kesef. And they had buckets of made out of kesef, bezichei zov. So there are different shulas. Some, those that were holding the bezichei kesef were one row, and those were holding bezichei zov were another row, in order to mekabel the dam from a different korban. There were many korbanos taking place korban Pesach. Shura shekula kesef kesef, the shura of kesef remained kula kesef. Shura shekula zov, the beauty of the azara was that they didn't mix in one to another. Shura shekula zov remained zov. Lahoy mu rovin, v'loy lebezichin shalayim. The bezichin, the buckets that they accepted the dam in, did not have a rim. Shema yinichem v'yikash adam. Because if the coin can place it on the floor, so then it will be nikrash, it will turn hardened, and then you can't be zerg the dam anymore. And Rashi says that it was chad, it was pointy in the bottom. So if it was pointy, they couldn't place it on the floor. It had no rim, and you couldn't place it on the floor. Zog Rashi, v'lohoy lebezichim shulayim, rechovin milmata, elo chadin tachteyen, kedesh lo yuchlu leishav ala kaka. They couldn't place it on the floor. So in order to prevent that it should be nikash adam, so mele it didn't have a shulayim, and it was chad on the bottom. Shochad Yisrael, the kibbalah koin. Rashi says, Shochad Yisrael, im yirtze. The koin doesn't have to shecht. Yisrael's a lot of shecht. Shechit is ksher bezor. Zog Rashi, hashchit is ksher bezor in b'chol ha-kobonus. Now, the chinesh over here in Korban Pesach, all kobonus might have been done by the kahanim, even though it's kosher bezor. But over here, the kahanim were preoccupied. There was so much to be done by the Korban Pesach, the kabbalah and the zrika, that so many people that to utilize. So over here, taka practically, it was taka shochet Yisrael. So shochet Yisrael, the kibbalah koyin, the koyin was mekabel, nois l'chaveiroi. He passed it, the halacha, he passed it b'yad yamin, to the one next to him, the chaver lechaveroi, umekabel samole, he accepted with his right hand the kli mole to go towards the mizbeach, umachzi esarekon, and at the same time he accepts from the other side an empty utensil that they already did the zrika on, and they pass it back to towards the carbon. So he's mekabel a mole and he passed it to the right, he mekabel a rekon and he passed it to the left. Zog the mogo umach says a rekon. Koina kor vetzel mizbeach, the coin that's closer to the mizbeach, zog kos rik achas kenegre soit. There's no hazor, there's no matan dalet. They don't use their fingers to be maze, but rather they took the whole clean, they zog kenegre soit. Yotze kat rishoni when the first kat finished, nichles kat shni, the second kat came in. Yotze shnio, nichles lishis. Kemais a rishoni, kach mais a shnio, vash lishis, whatever they did by the first and the second was done by the third. Zog the Mishnah, koru es a halal. Who read halal? Zog Rashi, koru es a halal. I call kitas koi. Is mashma that the kitas, the ones that shechted the korban, they read the halal. Tosis says koru es a halal pirush levim. The tanip the sefti yisrael shechted es b'schein v'levim koyin es a halal. So the machlekes is if it's I call kitas koi, if it's talking going on the bale kitas themselves, or the kriyas halal was done by the levim. So zok the Mishnah, koris a halal, im gomru, if they finished the halal and they're still shechting, so shonu, they read the halal a second time. Vim shonu, shilshu, af bishlo shilshu mimeim, even though it never took place. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mimeim shel kat shlishis, lo yigiyu la'afti, ki yishma Hashem. The kat shlishis, they never got further than after yishma Hashem. The kat shlishis was much smaller. Most people came to the first, there's reason, the kat mishoina. The one that couldn't make it in the first one came to the kachnia. Kachnia, after the kachnia was a small amount left. Those are, so to speak, the atzlonim, not as zoriz. So the kachlishis, they didn't even finish the whole halal. They only got the haftik ishmas Hashem. I so brought down one of the Mefarshim explained, because someone who is not a zoriz felt an avas Hashem. So mele, they lo higil, haftik ishmas Hashem. Bibnesha ama muotin, distaka ama muotin. Now, be'etzim is a shtickle shver, the biskovin sefer has a shtickle that it's mashma over here that they stopped in the middle of halal. Now, bishleim according to Tosfos that it was the levim that were koira halal, so they already started the halal. So they made a broch on the halal. So it's not shver that they stopped in the middle because they already the broch was chal on the other kriyas that they did. But according to Rashi, it's akol kitas koi. Every group that every kat read their own halal. How could the kat really make a broch on the halal if they never reached and finished the halal? L'chayu will be a broch levatola. Zok the Biskrov in Seif and Hilchus Chanukah, and he says, based on a Rav Haigoin that says that the halal that's said on Lel Pesach does not need a brocha, because it's not b'teres kriya, but it's b'teres shira. So he said the same thing that took place by the halal b'shas shechita. B'shas shechita's korban Pesach, it wasn't a halal b'teres kriya, it was a halal b'teres shira. So Mela doesn't need a brocha, so Mela it's not shver that kat shlishis did not reach a hafti, it wouldn't be a problem of brocha v'atola, because it's a halal b'teres shira, taka does not need a brocha. Zog the Mishnah weiter, kamaseu b'chol kach, kamaseu b'shabes. Be'etzim Shabbos and weekday is the same thing. Avoid is doicha Shabbos. If Pesach falls out on Motzei Shabbos, so Erev Pesach, they shech the Korban Pesach, do everything on Shabbos. Erev Pesach shchalos b'Shabbos. Elo, she'akahanim adichim es hazor, shloi b'tzim chachomim. The blood that was filled up in the hazor from all the shchitas, so shloi b'tzim chachomim, they unplugged the flow of water to come in and wash out the hazor. That was shloi b'tzim chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, koisim amalam idam ha'tarevis, they filled up a cup from the tarevis on the floor. Vezolku zrika achas al gabi amizbeach. Veloi heard lechomim. That was not between chomim either. Zok the Gemara, keitza toilin. What did they do in order to be mafshit? Keitza toilin mafshitin. How did they hang up the animals and be mafshit the or? Unkuli yesha barzel. They had hooks made out of barzel. Hoikfuim b'ksolim. A special area, the walls with that hooks and those pegs they hung the behem on and they tore open the stomach and they took out the emerin. Uva'amudim sheben toilin, they hang up the animals. Umafshitin kol mi she'en l'mokim, not everyone had a hook, so whoever didn't have a mokim to be toiler, kol mi she'en l'mokim litlois ulahavshit maklois dakim v'chalokim hoyishom, they had poles that were smoothed out that they used to place on their shoulders. Umeniach akseif of akosef chaveroi, between me and someone else on our shoulders we have those makleis. V'toilu mafshit, and you toilu the animal, and then you mafshit and you take out the emirin. Zok the Mishnah Vayit Rabbi Eliezer Omer daf samach dalad omid beis you dalad shechaliyos b'shabes. If erev Pesach falls out on the Shabbos, so you can't use these poles because, after all, it's a problem of mi machik if they were smoothed out poles. So you use your arms instead. I place my arm on someone else's shoulder and he placed his on mine. The toilu mafshit, and then you toilu the animal on our hands, on our arms. The koru, and they ripped open the intestines, voitziu, the stomach, voitziu, and they took out the emerin. Nosnu b'megis, they placed it in a megis, in a koru. Not in this kor itself, but that's how you brought it towards the mizbeach. Now, when they finish on Shabbos, you can't carry the carbon pesach back home because it's the is of carrying and it's just rabbim. So yotze kat rishoyno v'yoshol b'harbayis. They remained in harbayis and they parked themselves and they camped there until Motzei Shabbos, which is the zman of seder of the achila. But they couldn't travel home with the korban pesach of Shabbos because they can't be metalton shus rabbim. So the yoshol b'harbayis shnia, they remained in the chel. Vashlishi is bimkoyim oimedes. The kat shlishi remained in azora and it's meduktik. It says bimkoyim oimedes because ein yeshiva b'azora. So mele they couldn't sit, they had to stand. Chashecha, when it turned dark, Yotzu v'tzolus b'schein, then they left and they were tzoyler. But like we said, the avoida of the Korban Pesach is doicha Shabbos. But the tzliya, like we learned in the beginning of Tom and Nishchad, is not doicha Shabbos. So Yotzu, only when they left, with tzolus b'schein on Motzei Shabbos. We'll stop up by the end of the Mishnah. We'll continue the Gemara tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.